Jesus also offers you the peace of God. Once you make peace with God, you'll begin to experience the peace of God in your heart and in your mind. The more you pray, the less you'll panic. The more you worship, the less you'll worry. You'll feel more patient and less pressured. The Bible promises, "You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust in you." What robs you of your peace? Most of the culprits fall into one of three categories: uncontrollable circumstances, like illnesses and deaths and layoffs; unchangeable people who refuse to cooperate with your plan to change them; and unexplainable problems, when life seems unfair. People respond to these peace robbers in one of three ways. First, they try harder to control everything, but they're guaranteed to fail at that. Or they simply give up with fatalistic attitudes, feeling controlled by the circumstances. Or they gain true peace of mind by responding to situations the way Jesus did, depending on His Spirit to empower them to do that. You've probably heard of the Serenity Prayer, which was made famous by Reinhold Niebuhr, but you may have not read the entire prayer. The first third of the prayer is often quoted and written on posters, but to experience the serenity mentioned in the first third of the prayer, you need to follow the steps laid out in the rest of the prayer. It goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as He did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. You see, the path to the peace of God comes through living and enjoying one day at a time, accepting what cannot be changed instead of worrying about it, trusting in God's loving care and wisdom, and surrendering to His purpose and plan for your life. Jesus makes you this promise: Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. That is the peace of God.